Chapter 3, How to Deal with Pain. In sitting meditation, after a while, pain and tingling sensations usually appear. These sensations include itching, feeling stuffy, tension, and feelings of lightness and heaviness in some parts of the body. All these sensations are considered as meditation objects, vedana. Today, we shall discuss how we should deal with them. Vedana. Pain is a kind of vedana, feeling or sensation. However, there are different types of feeling: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. Pain means unpleasant feeling. Feeling vedana exists as part of a process in the non-stop function of psychophysical phenomena. It can arise from contact through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and mind, provided that there is a corresponding sense object present. In plain terms, you feel in six ways: through seeing, through hearing, through smelling, through tasting, through touching, and through thinking. Vedana, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, is an experience that makes you aware of something. Psychologically speaking, it is a part of a cognitive process. It is more than a mere sensory state. We do not start meditating on pleasant or neutral feeling, as in most cases, they are not as clear as pain. We do not begin with a lesser known object. Compared with pain, a pleasant feeling is less known, and a neutral feeling is the least perceived object by a beginner. That is why we talk about the pain which we confront in almost every meditation session. The way to deal with tension, numbness, and other unpleasant feelings, even neutral sensations, will be covered under this topic. Pain has a very important message to tell us when it arises. If we receive and realize the intended message for what it is, we can become wise. Instead, we tend to become impatient and trying to reject it outright. We do not have the sufficient courage to observe it, and even less to investigate its nature. Personalizing pain. Whether physical or mental, pain always has a cause. Everything which happens is part of a process. When we sit, pain may develop in the legs, back, shoulders, and neck. When it develops, we normally identify the pain with ourselves. Out of habit, we start thinking, or rather judging ourselves. We say, "I'm in pain," rather than "there is pain." Because we have been conditioned to react in this way, we consider this view perfectly normal and justifiable. The first description, "I am in pain," is subjective and is an outcome of a defiled view. The second expression, "there is pain," reflects more objectively. It is much more accurate to say that there is pain. There is no self with which to identify the pain. In saying "I am in pain," "my ear is painful," "my shoulder is aching," we are already personalizing the pain. Last November, there was a conference on how to deal with pain held at the North London Hospice. I was invited to present a short paper. In that paper, I stated that pain increases when one identifies the pain with ourselves. People there couldn't understand this view. Someone said that pain was a personal experience. When I feel pain, they said, you do not feel it. It's personal. Yes, from an experiential point of view, it's personal. I have a gastric problem and I feel pain. You do not. It's personal to me. In that sense. However, pain is common to all beings. It is hardly proper to personalize it. In the same way, human rights belong to all and we cannot identify them as belonging to one particular person or group. Looking at life as a whole, is there any self to be identified with? Identity is something created in the mind through perception. It is the way we perceive ourselves and things around us. Such perception itself changes and is therefore contradictory to the notion of a permanent self. The non-self has to be realized to detach ourselves from pain. The five aggregates. The Buddha analyzed life into two phenomena, physical and mental. Just these two? The physical state, which has no ability to feel or experience, and the mental state, which does. When you analyze yourself from top to toe, these are the only two states that exist. This may be further subdivided into five aggregates, with mental phenomena split into four, namely feeling, perception, consciousness, and other associates. The person identifying conventionally as Dr. Leo Jordan still has the same five attributes as the person known as Venerable Dr. Kammai Dhammasami. This similarity will become clearer when we discuss the meditation technique on the impersonality of the body tomorrow. What this means is that a feeling arises from a cause, and when the cause disappears, the feeling vanishes. Pain arises because we sit for a long time or stand for a long time, or because the circulation is impaired. There is a cause. The existence of physical and mental phenomena leads to the existence of pain. It comes as a package. That is why we say khanda aggregate, which means an aggregate indicating things that work in a group. From this package, you may wish to leave out the pain. You may want to pick and choose, wishing to have only pleasant feeling. This is against nature. There are different types of pain caused by various reasons, such as excessive work, mental pressure, injury, and even karma. The Buddha said in the Udana Pali that going through pain mindfully, with the help of insight meditation, burns away some bad karma. Development of self and ego. We create self out of the five aggregates.